What people might not realize is that rivers like the St. Louis are used to handling flooding. The St. Louis River is the largest tributary going into Lake Superior. When a river floods, one of two things happen. The water rises over the banks and gets wider, or it undercuts the river to make more room for the water until the overflow is back into its regulated state. Wisconsin Land Trust Northwoods Coordinator Jane Inklem says because the Northland is one of the last places where glaciers melted in the upper Midwest, it is also one of the youngest landscapes.
The land is still coming into balance.
Inklem says since much of the area is made of clay from the glacier, that causes more runoff because it doesn't allow water to filter through it.
When the river bottom is being cut, the banks aren't stable. And then eventually they can, as we saw in this last flood, just peel off in maybe a catastrophic avalanche of clay bank.
St. Louis River fisheries specialist John Lindgren says that the flood may have caused a lot of change in the landscape beneath the water. Even though that may have wiped out spawning areas for fish, it might not be the worst thing for that population.
The number of fish that come from any given year for a species really goes way up and down. So I don't think you're going to see, as a result of this one storm event, I don't think you're going to see dramatic impacts on the overall size of the population, just because this storm might have impacted spawning for that year.
Lindgren says parts of the river have changed. Some sandbars have been washed out, while other sandbars have been created by floodwaters. Jessica Hamilton, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.